Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, wrapping up our show, sponsored by your local McDonald's, with Aaron Young, head coach of DeSoto Cross Country. Several days ago, the girls' team and boys' team did quite well at the Cape Notre Dame Invitational. The girls' team took first out of 15 teams, and the boys finished second out of 20. And we're going to go ahead and address the girls first, because senior Lily Kempfe finished third overall with a time of 19 minutes, 52 seconds, and 47 tenths of a second. And or hundredths of a second, I should say. And that was a personal best for her, and she's been atop a lot of results pages over her illustrious DeSoto career. So, Coach Young, just the best you can, how impressive is Lily Kempfe?
Well, she truly has. I mean, she's been our leader for the last few years, but she really has taken on a whole new demeanor this year, going out and getting recruited by colleges and going on college visits. She's really been fueled by some of the discussions that she's had with some of the coaches and wanting to get her times as best as she can. So she's not letting anything hold her back and just trying to go for it as much as she can. This Cape Notre Dame course has been good to us the last couple of years. And so we're really familiar with it. The district's being held there and them hosting their race there too at the end of into September, beginning of October, and I think the more familiar you are with the course, the better your results, and she really proved that this weekend to go back, and her PR was from that course at districts last year, and she broke that by 2 seconds, and to be with a month left to go in the season, you know, I think her season's only going to get better from here.
Coach, not too many girls fall too far behind her. Kayla Vogelsong finished 12th at that Cape Notre Dame Invitational. Erica Meller right behind her at 13th. You had Jacqueline O'Harver finished 22nd there. You had Riley Petch finished 25th. You really had some outstanding results from that meet. Just talk about, I guess, the rest of the girls as a whole and just what you've seen from them that's different from what you saw from at least the sophomores and higher this year.
So this summer was, I think they were really fueled from their results from last year, and some of them had some great track seasons, and they really were inspired and really were wanted to do even better this year, and so we put together a really good summer, and every one of those girls that you named, Kayla, Riley, Erica, Jackie was actually homeschooled and came in just this year to DeSoto and has fit right in. Those four to medal in that meet, and Riley was the last medal with 25th. They all just have put in the work, and I'm extremely pleased with where we're at right now. Riley ran about a 40-second PR, 37-second PR from that course last year at the same time. Erica ran a PR as well. She was at 21-21 or 21-20, I think, and she ran 21-11. So she set a PR, personal best. Jackie ran down sub-22, and Kayla, she's getting back to form, but she ran a 21-07. So, you know, they all have put in the work to justify where they finished, and hopefully we can keep it going as the season progresses.
Coach Young, Aaron Young, head coach of DeSoto Cross Country, who we're talking to. Coach, was that the first place finish for the team this year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it was.
All right, nice. The boys, they came in second place. I assume that's the highest they've finished this year?
That's the highest that they've finished in probably 6 years of me being head coach. We did get a plaque way back in my first year, but there were, I think, three teams in the meet. So, we finally got some front runners. Will Kempfe, our sophomore leader, who actually is Lily's younger brother, stepped it up this summer and really put in the work and ran a personal best there by, I think it was 2 or 3 seconds, ran a 17:24. And we have a freshman come in from Sunrise who ran for us last year at the junior high, Jimmy Mann, who's really really has a tremendous work ethic and just has helped to turn this program, helped to turn the boys' side for the better. And they both medaled and ran really well.
All right. Well, good for them, Coach. And, yeah, I'm glad you brought up the personal best there and season best also, because five of the seven guys that you had finished with season best. And obviously that is the goal every week, is to try to get that PR. As you guys get set moving forward, I mean, you know what the competition is around this area as far as conference and districts and all that jazz. You have the Potosi Invitational coming up on Saturday. As far as courses that you feel will prep your teams, both boys and girls, for the state meet, if some are lucky to get that far, as far as the meets or the courses that you guys have between now and then, which ones are you looking forward to challenging, both the boys and girls?
Well, I will say, I hate to. I'm one. My athletic director's always telling me, "Hey, we got to get these rooms for state, and we got to get your hotel rooms and stuff, and get them all ready." I hate putting the cart before the horse. I don't like doing that, and I don't like looking ahead. I mean, we're prepping and doing things. We actually ran in Kansas a couple weekends ago, and as we came back, we stopped in Columbia and looked at the course and ran on it. So we've seen what it's like, and we kind of know what to expect, but I'm really looking forward to conference. That's a meet that we've had our eyes on all year. We do know who's around us. Festus boys on the boys' side are, again, going to be tough to compete with, and of course Herky. But we hope to get up there and to show them that we are improving on that side as well. And on the girls' side, we ran the bulls meet there, and Festus edged us out on the girls' side. And we hope to contend with them. We placed second there with the girls last year, and I hope that I hope that this year we can continue to improve and hopefully people see that it's not just a flash in the pan, that we're here to stay and we're here to continue to push those teams to be better too, as they've pushed us.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Young, always appreciate talking to you. Cross country is, I mean, I'm looking at all the talent that we have in this area, and it boggles my mind. So glad to give you an opportunity to talk about them, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. That is Aaron Young, head coach of DeSoto Cross Country, both boys and girls, joining us today on KJF Sports Talk. That's a wrap.